May grace, mercy, and peace be yours from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. In those days, Judah will be saved and Jerusalem will dwell securely. And this is the name by which it will be called. The Lord is our righteousness. How will you be spending Advent this year? How are you spending Advent this year? Will you be doing anything different in the days ahead? Anything you don't normally do? For some reason, a reason that goes on beyond the beginning of the new quarter of a school year and all of its attendant busyness, it seems that during the Advent season, we become so busy in our lives, getting ready for Christmas, getting ready to celebrate, that we just don't have enough time left over to do anything, much less celebrate along the way. The truth is, we usually don't even have the time just to enjoy the blessings which each day brings. Now that's just not right. Advent, these weeks leading up to our Christmas celebration, should be more than just a time to prepare, more than just a time of busyness, of worried planning, joyless activities, have-to things that are imposed on us by our calendars. Advent, you see, is a season, while it is of preparation, also a season to celebrate the new age which the Savior's birth, life, death, and resurrection has already inaugurated in our lives. Rather than just being a time in which we await a celebration, and often complain about those who are already celebrating, Advent is a time during which we could be learning how to celebrate. And as we learn how to celebrate in the days ahead, our text gives us a reason for that celebration. For the days of which Jeremiah speaks have arrived. The Lord is our righteousness. We confess that each time we come together for worship. We confess that each time we open the scriptures and read the Word of God. Jesus has made it possible for us to claim that name. He is our righteousness. We have been found in Him not having a righteousness of our own, but that which is through faith in Christ. So now is a time to live, a time to live in that name. We said it in the intro from Zechariah 9:9. See, your king comes to you righteous and having salvation. And we prayed for it in the psalm if we were paying attention. Show me your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths. Guide me in your truth and teach me. For you are God, my Savior, and my hope is in you all day long. Now, if that's really what we meant, and we do, then it's time for us to begin to live as if we really mean it. Enjoy and celebration each day. The prophet Jeremiah began prophesying in Judah halfway through the reign of good King Josiah. And his ministry continued through the reigns of Jehoiakim, Jehoiachin, and Zedekiah, whose name means the Lord is my righteousness, a name which he failed to live up to. It was a period of storm and of stress, of busyness, when the doom of entire nations, including that of Judah itself, was being sealed. Consequently, Jeremiah's predominant message is a message of doom. It's a message of condemnation of the flagrant sins and disobedience of the people and of their leaders. As the prophet, however, looks to the end of the age, the Lord declares that condemnation and destruction will not be his last word. Restoration will come. And it will come in the fulfillment of the Lord's gracious promise to both the house of Israel and to the house of Judah that they will have a king from the line of David, so that this now divided, devastated, deserted kingdom of our God will be reunited as he has promised. Well, restoration has come. That's why we have this yearly remembrance of the Advent season, to be reminded that the Lord has rescued and restored people, all his people, in Jesus' name. To be reminded that the Lord has come. That he comes to us daily in our baptism and in the word which we read. And that he will come again at the end of time, when we will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. The fact is, we too live in days that are full of storm and stress. Storm and stress, which is both outside the church and inside the church, even our church, maybe especially our church. Storm and stress, which are both inside and outside of our lives. And so we need this yearly reminder. We need to learn again to celebrate, to rejoice, and to know that this is the name by which it will be called. The Lord is our righteousness. Part of the beauty of this text from Jeremiah 33 is that the words of verses 15 and 16 are almost identical, an almost identical repeat of Jeremiah 23 verses 5 and 6. In the first instance, they are spoken just after Jeremiah has condemned the leaders of the people for being unfaithful shepherds. He excoriates them in devastating terms and says that he'll take over as their shepherd. Here, they are spoken in answer to the Lord's invitation in verse 3 to call to me and I will answer you and will tell you hidden things that you have not known. In both instances, however, the emphasis is on the Lord, who is at work in all things. And that really is what Advent, indeed the whole church year, indeed our lives, need to be all about. God, the Lord, is at work. The Lord, written in caps, shouting in the email. He is our righteousness, and he will accomplish his purposes in spite of us. So let's relax and enjoy it. Our hope is in him. We celebrate that today and every day. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting.